Greetings. It's April 13th, and we turn first today to a quote from St. John Chrysostom about the sign of the cross. He said, "When, then, you make the sign of the cross on the forehead, arm yourself with a saintly boldness and reinstall your soul in its old liberty, for you are not ignorant that the cross is a prize beyond all price." The sign of the cross is an ancient prayer that is full of symbolism. In it, we profess the central truth that God is Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are reminded that by Jesus' life and death on the cross, he created a pathway back to the Father, so that someday we too might rise to new life with him. The sign of the cross speaks to our story, our purpose, our identity, and our destiny. Each Mass begins and ends with the sign of the cross. We trace the sign of the cross on our foreheads, lips, and hearts as we prepare for the gospel reading, praying that the word of God may always be in our minds, on our lips, and in our hearts. The sign of the cross reminds us of our baptism when we became members of the church, the body of Christ. In 2018, Pope Francis spoke about the power of the sign of the cross in times of danger and as protection from evil. And now for our gospel. The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. Matthew, chapter 28, verse 15. Earlier in Matthew's Passion, I saw Judas receive money to betray Jesus. Now I see the soldiers receive money to betray the truth. The leaders tried to kill Jesus, but were unsuccessful. Now they try to kill his memory by circulating false stories, but they will not succeed in this either. Why? Because by God's grace, the goodness in the world outweighs evil. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I believe that the power of evil has been broken. By God's grace, victory is assured. It's simply a matter of choosing if I want to be part of this victory. When the Israelites were on the banks of the Jordan River, ready to enter the promised land, Moses made a long speech on the need to be faithful to the God who had delivered them from slavery. They had to choose between the true God and the pagan gods of the people who occupied the land. Moses said, "I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life by loving the Lord your God." Every time I touch the water on the way into church, I state my position. I have chosen life. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.